The following is another Class Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Kearney as the Ravenna Blue Jays battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And stolen away here by Ravenna. Blake Cremosa to the other end. Nice dish for the layup. Up, lays it in. Tied at 16. Assist Cremosa. And this is the kind of style that Ravenna wants to play.
Ravenna and Kearney Catholic renew one of the best rivalries in the conference tonight. Both the girls' teams are undefeated, and both boys' teams are rated in the preseason top 10. It's the Blue Jays and Stars coming up next, but first, a New Tech City pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushkar live from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic plays host Ravenna in what is always a traditional rivalry here in the Lou Platt Conference. And again, this year will be no exception as the Ravenna girls come in a perfect 3-0 on the season. The Kearney Catholic girls are a perfect 5-0 on the year. The Ravenna boys are 2-0. Meanwhile, the Kearney Catholic boys only one loss on the season. They are 3-1. So you got 12 basketball teams stepping out on the court today. And between those four teams, only one loss here in the early season. I'm Randy Bushkar. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And again, Ravenna and Kearney Catholic, you're going to see a lot of the same sorts of things. All four teams really like to pressure the basketball, known for their defense, and all four teams really like to shoot the three-pointer. And again, the key tonight will be who does shoot the ball better. And again, you shoot better when you are able to get those good looks and when the defense isn't able to kind of step through there. And again, all four of these teams kind of butter their bread on their defensive side. So what should be a great matchup here at Cope Coliseum? We'll take a quick break when we come back with more of our New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll give you the starters. Right now, you are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Blue Jays and the Stars right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups. First of all, for Ravenna, as we mentioned, they are undefeated on the season. Here in girls basketball, they are 3-0. They had a tight win against Sandhills Thedford, and then easy wins at home against Ord, and then at Burwell, where they won that win 54-31. And the starting lineup for the Lady Jays, Kaylin Basnett, 5'3", senior. Sienna Long, 5'7", and a senior. Amy Johnson, 5'10", senior. Anna Rip, 5'7", and a senior. And Sydney Kuchera, a 5'10", junior for head coach Noah Malsby. Now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. As we mentioned, they are also undefeated on the season. They are 5-0, and their starters are Shayla Connor, a 5'7", senior. Allie Prasowski is 5'6", and a junior. Whitney Collin, 5'6", junior. Maddie Squires, a sophomore at 5'8". And Kayla Shundoff, the only one of two senior starters. She is a 5'8", senior for head coach Rick Petrie. And that's your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. As we mentioned, Ravenna 3-0, Kearney Catholic 5-0. They won the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament with fairly easy wins against Sandy Creek, Norfolk Catholic, and then a four-point win against Lincoln Lutheran. They won at Adams Central comfortably, and then up in Ord, they won at 55-18, their most recent game, and that was on Friday. But a little bit tougher go here against Ravenna. As we mentioned, a perfect 3-0. So we're going to take one last break. When we come back, the tip between the Stars and the Blue Jays right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back here. National Anthem just wrapping up here at Cope Coliseum. We're ready to put the ball in the air. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their home white uniforms with the green numbers, a little bit of gold trim on there as well. And for the Ravenna Lady Jays, they're in those familiar black uniforms with the blue numbers, white trim on the outside of that on both the letters and the numbers. And we're just about ready to get underway. This has been the New Tech C pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And we are just getting ready to go here as both coaching staffs have some last-minute words of advice for their respective teams. Doing the jumping here for Kearney Catholic will be Maddie Squires. And doing the honors here for Ravenna will be Amy Johnson. So we are getting the possession arrow all hooked up here. They were having a little bit of problems with that, I think, during the JV game. It didn't worry about it too much in the JV game. And now they're a little more interested in it with the varsity games now getting underway here. For whatever reason, it's not lighting up. Reminder for you on our sister station on The Breeze 94.5. Doug Duda is up in Amherst for Amherst and Kennesaw. Pretty good matchup going on up there. And I don't think they have the low-tech version. I think it'll be on the scoreboard potentially. The arrow's working there, but the one on the scoreboard is not functioning. So they're just going to have to make sure that that's working properly here. Some places just have a block of wood that points in a direction, but we're set and ready to go. The opening tip is going to be controlled by Kearney Catholic, so they've got first possession of the ball game. Prasoski will get it on the baseline. Around the corner, they give it to Calling. They're a three-pointer on that left side, up and no good. And the rebound taken out there by Baznett. So Baznett with the first rebound of the ball game, and she'll kick on the left side here for Anna Rip. Rip will work it back around. Right side, Baznett has it. It is off on the left side here for Rip. Rip backing in against Prasoski. As right now, Kearney Catholic going man-to-man, backdoor cut, and then being shut off there is Long. So she'll pick up her dribble on the baseline. 5 second count's going on, and she's able to bounce it back out here for Rip. Rip on the dribble. Will go on that right side for Baznett. She's well behind that three-point arc. They get it in the lane. Nice catch, and then losing the ball as Prasoski knocked it away. But the loose ball is then picked up by Sydney Kuchera, and Kuchera with the first 2 points of the night. Nearly a turnover for Ravenna, but instead it's the first 2 points of the ball game for the Lady Jays, and they've got the lead. Here's Prasoski. She's going to toe a three, banks it. It is no good, and coming down with the rebound here is going to be Squires. So Squires snags the rebound. They work it in underneath, kick it into the corner. There's a long jumper by Calling, and it actually will hit the top of the wire up there, and that'll be another miss here for Kearney Catholic on a three-pointer. So the Stars get the offensive rebound but can't get any points out of it. And Ravenna with that 2-0 lead and the ball in the hands of number two, Aylin Baznett. And Baznett facing a little bit of pressure here by Whitney Calling. They'll give it off on the left wing here for Rip. Rip throws it in the corner, now gets it back. Kearney Catholic going with a little 2-3 zone here. Nice bounce pass on the inside shot. No good, though. Whitney Calling pulls down the rebound. And that was a great bounce pass that set up Rip, but she couldn't get the shot, and now the drive, the bucket, and the foul. They bounced it in the lane, and driving the lane is the sophomore, Maddie Squires, and Squires goes to the line now and tries to finish off a three-point play as she was hit on the arm. And I didn't see who they gave it to, and it's not on the scoreboard yet, so. And it's going to be a foul on Kuchera. Sydney Kuchera with the foul, and the free throw is up and good for Squires. So Squires hits the free throw for the 3-2 Kearney Catholic lead. Baznett on the dribble. Backdoor cut, pass is knocked loose. Coming up a loose ball is going to be Calling as a turnover here. Calling now will bring it across the timeline. She gives it up on the left side for Connor. Connor with that dribble. She's picked up defensively by Long on the baseline. Back around the perimeter we go. Working in, top of the key here is going to be Squires. She drives all the way in, and the shot will not fall. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Kuchera. So Kuchera is able to snag that rebound. And now on the right wing with it here is Amy Johnson. Johnson gives it top of the circle here for Rip. Rip. Little spin move, brings it at the elbow, gives it off now right side to Kuchera. She's outside the lane, and she's looking for a cutter, and that'll be a turnover on Ravenna. Just a bad pass there, and they work it up ahead to Connor. Connor gives it to Squires, and Squires is going to head to the free throw line again. In transition, the Stars on the run here, and the foul is going to be on Anna Rip. So Rip going to be whistled for the foul. And we've got a couple of free throws coming up here for Maddie Squires. And Squires will have two, and the first one is no good. Stars is going to make some substitutions here. Anna Squires is going to come in. Also checking in the game, Caitlin Long. And if Squires can hit the free throw, she'll have a substitution coming in for her as well. It'll be her sister. So Maddie Squires is at the line, and it is up and good. That'll learn her the breather. And the freshman Anna Squires will come in. 4-2 in the early stages here. Kearney Catholic with the lead with 5:28 to go in quarter number one. They're trying to put some full court pressure on, but Anna Rip has no problem dribbling into the offensive zone. She's picked up there by Teal, Kylie Teal, who checked in a little bit ago. And then on the penetration, there's a little bit of a hold there. and that will be on Teal. So for Teal, that'll be her first foul. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Anna Ripp. And her first one is good. So she makes the first to two here to make it now 4-3 with 5:19 to go in quarter number one. Second free throw is on the way, in and out, bouncing around, and no good. Long up high for the rebound. And facing some pressure there is going to be Kearney Catholic, and calling as to get a timeout from her coach to keep it alive. They don't think they were going to get it across within the 10 seconds. So timeout here, Kearney Catholic, 5:09 to go, 4-3, Stars lead it. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic as the Stars have the early lead here at 4-3. And now Ravenna will drop back a little bit in that defense. Whitney Colling brings across the timeline. She's picked up defensively by Basnab. Gives it top of the circle here for Morgan Studi, who gives it off on the left side here for Anna Squires. Anna Squires dribbles, bounces it in the corner for Colling. Colling still has her dribble, gives it up on the wing, and she'll give it between the circles here for Anna Squires. Right wing will kick it for Teal. Teal gets a little bit of a, not really a screen, but a little rub play there, and they'll get it back to Squires on that left side. Dangerous pass, but picking it up is Colling as she got open, and she hit a three. Whitney Colling strokes in the three. The ball was kind of loose. Defense kind of was out of position trying to track down the ball, and it allowed Colling enough space to fire a three-point play, and the Stars have their largest lead of the game at 7-3. And across the timeline, Basnett, and Basnett threw it away. She was trying to throw it through the lane, and had that pass been caught, it would have probably been a pretty good look at the basket, but they weren't able to make the connection as the cutter was coming through. I think she was looking for Rip, and it went, I don't even think she got a hand on it. So it'll be Whitney calling across the timeline, and she drives. They leave her alone. Her shot, no good. Coming up the rebound is Basnett. Basnett up ahead. There's Rip. She's going to lay it up and in transition. It will not fall, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by Kearney Catholic. So that'll be Ravenna basketball here. So both teams with an opportunity in their last possessions, and now Ravenna will toss it in off the inbounds play. They give it between the circles for Amy Johnson. Johnson drives, runs in the long, and Long's going to be called for the foul. Two shots coming up here on the drive by Amy Johnson. So Johnson, nice job of driving there, and Caitlin Long going to be called for the foul. So Johnson will shoot a couple of free throws. And Kearney Catholic would make a substitution after this first free throw. And is up, and Messbarger will come in after the make here by Amy Johnson. So Johnson strokes it in, 7-4, 3:52 to go. We're just inside of halfway through quarter number one. Second free throw, up and good. Barely even moved the net there. Amy Johnson strokes in both of them. And it's 7-4. So Mess Barker comes in, and the sophomore will play point guard. She brings it across the timeline, working against Basnett. Kicks it left side. Posowski comes in. She'll fire a three. No good. Rebound is taken out of there. Coming out with it is going to be Squires. Anna Squires has it. Kicks right side, and a three-pointer by Studi is up and good. So Studi strokes in the three here. And Kearney Catholic pushes that lead back out now to 5. They lead it 10-5. Rip facing some pressure by Prososki. Gives right side for Sienna Long. Long will drive, runs into Long. And it's going to be Caitlin who's called for the foul for Kearney Catholic. She was in pretty good position, but just kind of made a little bit of a move as the contact was coming. And she's going to whistle for her second foul of the game. And again, traditionally, Ravenna, pretty good free throw shooting team, and that's certainly evidenced here as Long, Sienna Long, is able to hit the first of two free throws. Well, as a team, they're 3 out of 4 from the line is Ravenna, and that'll get nothing but better as they make both of them here. 10-7. Up by 3 with about 3:13 to go. First quarter is Kearney Catholic. And along with the dribble, takes it left side, drives, kind of falling down, but is able to get the Messbarger, who gives it to Prasoski. Prasoski dribbles to the elbow. High dribble, but didn't carry it, so she's okay. They try to enter it inside for Long. It's off of her hands, but we...
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Kearney Catholic has not scored. Neither has Ravenna since we last left you. Kearney Catholic just missed a three. They're firing up another three. They missed that one as well. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Amy Johnson for Ravenna. So Ravenna down by three. We'll fire the three. Right wing, there's Johnson. Her trail three is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Squires. Maddie Squires on the dribble. Maddie Squires is going to drive, and on her way to the basket is going to be fouled. So Maddie Squires will go to the line again. And again, she gets there because of the ability to rebound the basketball. She was able to drive in, and Messbarger is going to be... There's two shots. Going to make the substitution now. I'm not really sure why we're doing it this early. Usually we wait till the first two free throws. In the event, Squires will be handed the basketball with 2:17 to go. It is 10-7. Kearney Catholic up by three. And the foul, by the way, was whistled on Hannah, my girl. Free throw was no good for Squires. So she misses the first one. And the second one is up and good. So around the perimeter we go as we pass the basketball. Off of the little screen, there's Johnson. Johnson on the baseline looking for a cutter. 5 second counts going on. Bad pass, and Prasoski is able to tie it up. Alternating possession arrow is pointing right now to Ravenna. And again, the possession arrow on the court is off, but they had it right up there. They inbound it, and Hannah's pass is going to be intercepted. Maddie Squires comes up with the steal, and their three-point on that right side is up and good. No, it's just a two. Allie Prasoski will stroke in the two. And the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds as Prasoski tries to make the steal and can't quite come up with it. Goes out of bounds as it was tipped. And with a minute 35, the Stars lead it by 6. They lead it 13-7. Baznet on the dribble. Gives it off on the left side here for Johnson. Johnson between the circles for Anna Rip. And Rip will give it back out here for Long. Long on the dribble here for Ravenna. She's picked up there defensively, used it up. Nice backdoor cut on the drive is Anna Rip, and Rip is going to get a bucket and foul. Anna Rip, nice drive down the lane as she got that bounce pass from Long, and she's able to attack and lay it up and in. So that'll give her the opportunity to finish off the three-point play, as she was hit on the arm going up. Second free throw. I mean, the free throw is on the way, and the three-point play is made here. And just like that, we've got a three-point ball game with a minute 9 to go. On the bounce here is going to be Whitney Colling. Colling on that left side is picked up defensively by Basnett. Little V cut with the basketball. Gives it off for Shayla Connor. Gives it to Squires. Squires on the dribble. She's used it up. 5 second count's going on, and she'll just throw it in to Shundoff near midcourt, and she'll reset the offense as Sarah Techmeyer will pick her up defensively. Prosowski has the ball go off of her foot, but she's able to track it down before it goes over and back. Maddie Squires has it, looks for a backdoor cut, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. That's pretty good defense there by Ravenna. Long pass up ahead. They get it to Johnson. Johnson drives off glass, shot no good. Squires can't come up with a rebound, but Prosowski is able to come out there with it. Prosowski gives it off for Connor. Connor gives it back out for Prosowski. 15 seconds to go in the corner. And they'll give it here for Maddie Squires. Squires on the left side for Whitney Colling. Colling on the dribble. 6 seconds left. Tries to bounce past it through the lane. It's on the ground. It's going to be a held ball. And with 2 seconds left, Kearney Catholic will have an opportunity to inbound it underneath their own basket here. Well, that's actually a pretty good break here for Ravenna, because Kearney Catholic won't have a ton of time to do anything with it. If they had it, they'd have to go the length of the court in 2 seconds. 5 second count going on. They get it to Squires, and Squires is fouled. There's a foul there, I'm sure. Now they're going to call a jump ball. Well, I think the jump ball is going to move the arrow, though. It will be, since they didn't get a chance to inbound it. It'll be Ravenna ball to start the second quarter. They're going to call a held ball. So it is 13-10. Kearney Catholic with a 3-point lead after one quarter. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
At the end of one quarter, 13-10, Kearney Catholic with the lead. And it will be Ravenna basketball. As a very entertaining first quarter. And it will be Ravenna ball. Yeah, it's, again, they tied ball at the end of the quarter, but since they didn't get a chance to inbound it, it will be Ravenna ball. And it's almost stolen away on the inbounds as Studi almost comes up with, and then the long pass by Ravenna, and that will be a turnover. So the Stars will get the basketball back here, up by three, their first possession of the second quarter. On the dribble here is going to be Whitney Colling. Colling on the baseline, kicks it out for Kylie Teal, and Teal will stroke in a three. So Kylie Teal with a nice little three-pointer there, and the Stars now with a 16-10 lead. Rips got it, facing some man-to-man here for Kearney Catholic. She's being pressured there by Studi. Cross-court pass on the right side here for Long, and they're trying to trap Long. Actually, they're going 2-3 zone is Kearney Catholic right now. And with the basketball, Basnett, she gives left side for Rip. In the lane, they get it for Long. Long will dribble out of the lane and get the ball back out here for Basnett. Basnett, left wing here for Rip, as they keep backing further and further away from that three-point arc. One-handed pass on that right side. Long off of the screen will fire a three. It is no good. Offensive rebound and the pass on the inside. Ravenna's going to turn it over. Or are they going to say it was tipped? It was tipped. Pulling down the rebound was Rip, and then Rip tried to throw it down low, and we're going to make a substitution here as Morgan Studi comes up, and I think she got hit from the way she's holding her face. I didn't see it, but it looks like maybe she took a hit to the side of the face. In any event, she's going to come out, and Bazinet will inbound here for Ravenna. And off of her hands as they tried to get the ball back to her. So turnover here by the Jays. And unofficially, five turnovers on Ravenna, only one for Kearney Catholic. One reason why the Stars now lead it 16-10. On the dribble here is Colling. Colling's used up the dribble, gives it off left side for Prasoski. Prasoski's picked up defensively there by Rip. She'll fire a three, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Whitney Colling. So Kearney Catholic can't hit the shot, can't pull down that rebound. And give credit underneath by Sydney Kuchera for battling for that rebound. That's one reason why Kearney Catholic couldn't come up with it. So Rip will bring in the offensive zone. Here's a three by Bazinet. It's bouncing around, and it is no good, but a long rebound is pulled out of there by Sienna Long. As Ravenna missed the three, but now a bounce pass on the baseline, and they throw it away. Bazinet dribbled to the elbow, and she bounced it through the lane, and had the offensive player stayed where she was open, that would have been an easy bucket, but they moved a little bit further out. So not a bad thought there, but it is going to be a turnover. Entry pass, and we're going to have a kick here by Ravenna. It's one of those plays where you make that bounce pass, and if it works, it's just a thing of beauty. And if it doesn't work, it's a turnover. Top of the circles, Prasoski has it. And picking her up man-to-man there is Anna Rip. Prasoski's had to use it up. She'll give up to Teal. Teal will drive. Teal will take it off glass. No good. And the rebound by Squire. She'll take it off glass, and it's good. And we've got a whistle afterwards, and we're going to have officials time out here. So Kearney Catholic missed the three, but then a great drive by Anna Squires, as essentially that's going to be a made putback for her. So Squires with the bucket there. On the baseline, Ravenna in a little trouble, but they pass it out the long. Nice pass around the perimeter. They get it to Johnson on the baseline. Johnson's shot is out of bounds, and it'll be last touch by Kearney Catholic. Five and a half to go, quarter number two, 18-10. Kearney Catholic with their largest lead of the game. Inbounded to Johnson. Johnson will give right side here for Long. Long, nice penetration, runs into Long, and that's going to be the third block on the freshman, Caitlin Long. And that'll be her third foul. And again to the free throw line will be Sienna Long. And she'll have two shots. And the first one's up and good. Free throw shooting so far in the game. Ravenna now 7 of 8. Second free throw on the way, and also good. So 18-12. 6-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. As Ravenna, again, from the free throw line, they're keeping themselves in it by shooting very well from the charity stripe. On the dribble is Colling. Colling gives it to Prasoski. Prasoski, top of the circle here. On the dribble is going to be Kylie Teal. Teal's pass back out. Maddie Squires comes up with it. Passes on that right side. There's Prasoski. She'll penetrate in the lane. Put up a little floater. It rolls around and is good. Allie Prasoski will hit the shot in traffic. And it's 20-12. With it is going to be Anna Rip. Rip on that left side. Picked up by Prasoski. Finds a way to use her body to get herself open enough to find Sienna Long for the pass. And they inside, they get it for Johnson, and Johnson is fouled. Pass from the high, from the free throw line by Bazinet to Johnson. That was a nice pass, and it's going to result in an opportunity here for a couple of free throws for Ravenna as they were fouled down low. Johnson with a couple of free throws. And what else is new? They make the first one. Have one more coming up here. And the second free throw is back of the iron and no good. And Squires comes down with the rebound, and we've got a foul. And that will be the foul on Anna Ripp. So Ripp's going to be whistled for the foul here. Not really undercutting, but she stepped in a little bit. So here's Colling in the offensive zone. She's working against Baznat, takes it down the baseline. Baznat, nice job of shutting her off. So we'll get it off to Kayla Shundoff, who checked in a little bit ago. Shundoff on the dribble, backdoor cut, gives it to Connor, and Connor misses the layup. A pretty play, but Kearney Catholic can't finish it off, and Long pulls down the rebound. And here comes Ravenna. They get it at the elbow. A little ball fake here by Sydney Kuchera. She'll give it left side. Johnson drives the baseline. Nice little jump stop. She jump stopped vertically to give herself a little bit of room, and she was able to jump to an open area and hits the jumper. Nice play there by Amy Johnson on that baseline. That'll get the Ravenna fans to make a little bit of noise here. Shayla Connor, long skip pass out here for Allie Prasowski, who enters it in, and Shundoff is fouled, and they're going to call the foul on Sydney Kuchera. And that'll be her second. So that's the second on Kuchera as Anna Ripp checking back in, and so is Long for Ravenna. Stars will inbound it. They get it into Michelle Messbarger, who also checked in. She'll give it top of the circle here for Maddie Squires. Squires is going to drive. Squires off glass, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by my girl. Quick little jumper on the left side, up and good. The Migral, as she hits the nice little jumper. And on the drive, we're going to have foul on the reach. Whitney Colling drove all the way in, hit on the arm, and that's going to be a foul on Ravenna. That'll be on Madison Schmidt, I believe. Nope, just number four, not 34. And the free throw is up and good. So Sarah Techmeyer going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be her second. So Colling hits the first of two free throws. And the second one is on the way, and it is also good. So 22-17. Again, a five-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Ripp across the timeline, gives it last side. On the dribble there is Ripp. And Ripp has it stolen away by Messbarger. They'll get it up ahead. And nearly a turnover as the pass was high to Anna Squires. Squires in the offensive zone, kicks it out. Here's Shayla Connor for three, and it is no good. Rebound's taken out of there. Johnson snags the bound, gets it up ahead here for Long, and a trail three-pointer by Ripp. It goes into the hands of Squires as Anna Squires gets it after Ravenna misses the three. And now driving that left side is going to be Whitney Colling, and on her way to the basket, we're going to have a foul. And the foul is going to be on Anna Ripp. And I have that being her third. So Whitney Colling to the free throw line. Going to have a one and one, and it is up and good. So she makes the first. And it's 23-17. We got 2:37 to go here. And the second free throw is also good. Checking in for Kearney Catholic going to be Jordan Squires. Squires will come in here for Whitney Colling. So Amy Johnson will give it off here to Baznat. And on that right side, Baznat now gets it back. She'll work it back around the perimeter. With it now is Amy Johnson. Johnson between the circles gives it for Baznat. Pass all the way down to the baseline for Johnson. Johnson shot off there by Long. And coming up with the loose ball after a turnover is going to be Shayla Connor. Connor gives it to Long, to Strite. Strite having a little bit of trouble. It's going to go on the ground. That's great hustle there by Ravenna to tie it up. And an Eagle with the tie-up there. It will change the possession arrow, but Kearney Catholic will maintain the possession here, but Meagle with great work there. Inbounded for Strite. She'll give it off on the right wing here for Anna Squires. Squires off of the screen. Gives it top of the circle now for Connor. Connor, as traffic clears, will drive, and they're going to call a charge. Nice job. Pretty good coverage on ball, and Meagle then was able to step in front and get the charge call. That's pretty good two-person defense there as the offensive charge is called against Shayla Connor. And again, 24-17, and a play like that will give you a lot of energy. So Ravenna will bring it in the offensive zone here. Meagle gives right side for Baznet. Back around the perimeter to Long. Nesbarger putting pressure on the ball and now resetting up things here is going to be Long. She can dribble if she wants to near midcourt and does. She's picked up there man-to-man by Nesbarger, but not close enough for the five-second count. Now they'll start the count. She picks up her dribble. Five-second count going, and we get a timeout. Ravenna with the timeout. Noah Malsby calls the timeout. Just not enough movement there for Ravenna at that point. And they call the timeout to get things started here. 1:20 to go here. Second quarter, it's 24-17. Ravenna down by 7, but they've got the ball. We come back right after this.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Time out brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now is the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Minute 20 to go here before halftime, and it's 24-17. We're going to try to talk with at least one of the two head coaches of the boys' teams, either Scott Carlin and or Paul Baronic at halftime. Nice little jump stop in the lane, drive by Baznet, but Baznet's pass is going to be tied up. Techmeyer, I don't think, was ready for it. That was a nice drive there by Baznet. Even though she didn't get a shot off, the defense collapsed on her. She tried to pass it out, and Techmeyer wasn't ready for it. Possession arrow pointing to Ravenna, so they'll inbound underneath their own basket after it was tied up. And five-second count going on, and it's going to go through the hands of Techmeyer, but she's able to track it down. She'll give it between the circles here for Long. Long working against right, gives it off on the right side for Meagle. And they're working back around the perimeter. Top of the circle, Baznet. Baznet off of the screen, gives right side for Long. Strikes right there with her. 52 seconds to go here in the quarter. On the right side, Meagle, double team, long pass, and it's going to be stolen away. Michelle Mesbarger with the steal, with the layup, and she missed it, is able to track down her own rebound, and they'll get it off for Squires. Squires tries to get it to Connor. Connor lost it, so we both turn the ball over here, and now we're going to have a foul whistle on Kearney Catholic. Now, Kearney Catholic had the opportunity there as they had a couple of pretty good looks at it, but they missed a couple of rebounds, missed a couple of layups. And now, after the foul, Baznet's going to go to the front end of a 1-and-1. The foul was on Strite. That is her first. The free throw back the iron and no good. A couple of stars meet at the rebound. And it is pulled out of there by Anna Squires. Long pass up ahead. Last touch by Sarah Techmeyer and out of bounds. So Strite will come out. Prasoski will come in with 27 seconds to go here before halftime. Stars will inbound on their own baseline with plenty of time to do something with it. And they're just going to lob it in for Long, who will give it off on that left side for Mesbarger. Mesbarger now will set up the half-court offense with 20 seconds to go. She gives it left side for Anna Squires. Anna's going to drive the baseline, draws body contact, and she'll get the bucket. Anna Squires, that's a pretty strong drive, and not a lot of time left here. With 8 seconds left, Ravenna brings it across the timeline. Baznet gives it left side. Skip pass. Here's Long for three at the buzzer, essentially, and that will do it. It is off the mark. Ravenna got a pretty good look at it, but they weren't able to do anything with it as they got that good look, but they weren't able to cash in. And so we'll head to the locker rooms. Kearney Catholic with a 26-17 lead here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And we are at halftime here at Kearney Catholic as the Stars lead it 27-16. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. It is Amherst leading at halftime against Kennesaw 16-13. And a game being heard on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5. Here we've got a 9-point lead for the Stars, 26-17. And real quick, let's give you some team numbers. Kearney Catholic is 8 of 22 from the field, and Ravenna is 4 of 11. So same shooting percentage, but Kearney Catholic's got twice as many shots. The Blue Jays are 0 for 4 from behind the arc. The Stars are 3 of 12. Kearney Catholic 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Ravenna is 9 of 12. From the free throw line. In terms of total rebounds, Ravenna has the edge unofficially at 9-4. I do need to total some more up in there. Also, it is Ravenna leading in terms of turnovers by a count of 7-3. Now, as we take a look at some individual numbers, we'll begin first of all for the Ravenna girls. Leading the way is Amy Johnson. She's got 5 points in intermission. Long, Sienna Long has 4. Anna Rip with 4. Hannah Migro with 2. Sydney Kuchera with 2. As a team, again, they are shooting about 57% from two-point range, but they're 0 for 4 from behind the arc. So total field goal shooting in the game is about 36% here, and they're shooting 75% from the free throw line, as they are 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, leading the way for them here at intermission point-wise is Whitney Calling. She has 7. Maddie Squires has 5. Allie Prasowski with 4. Anna Squires with 4. Morgan Studi with 3. And Kylie Teal with 3 points here at intermission. The Stars shooting from the field are 8 of 22 unofficially for about 36%. And from three-point land, they are 3 of 12 for about 25% and 7 of 9 from the free throw line. So once again, your halftime score, it is Kearney Catholic with a 28-16 lead over the Ravenna Lady Blue Jays. And we're going to continue with more of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a break and hopefully talk with either Paul Baronic or the head coach of the Stars, Scott Carlin. We'll talk with either the coach of the Jays or the Stars when we come back right after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford and Kearney, they're dealing. They have all kinds of brand new cars, pickups, and SUVs in stock. Drive through their lot. They have specials on the new 2013s. Ask about the factory rebates and factory bonus cash. They have several brand new 2013s left, and they gotta go. They're dealing, and they want trade-ins. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best, and Crossroads Ford.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. Scott Carlin. As we're at halftime, the Stars right now are leading it 26-17, and with some assistance from some of the faithful from Ravenna, we finally were able to track down one of their two coaches. And frantically working his way over here is Coach Carlin. And, you know, I was trying to yell at Baronic too, but I didn't give as much help to try to get a hold of him as well. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Tell us a little bit about Ravenna. What are you going to see tonight?
We're probably going to see a lot of aggressive man-to-man motion, 5-out, 4-out offenses, a lot of backdoor cuts, and very good ball handlers.
Sounds a little bit like what you guys are. I mean, this is always such a fun game.
It really is. I mean, sometimes we were showing some of the guys' films a little bit, and they go, well, we do that. I'm like, yeah, we do that. Yeah. Well, I go, we do that.
Yeah,
what we do, they do. What they do, we do. There's not a lot of secrets between Ravenna and Kearney Catholic over the years.
And it really has been a great rivalry. We're talking with Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. And, again, we kind of have a limited amount of time that we can talk here during the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. What do you kind of see? I mean, when you know each other so well, it's probably the little things that are going to make a little bit of a difference here. What do you kind of see is what you guys have to do to be successful? And I think you can probably play the same game and say, what does Ravenna have to do to beat you guys?
You know, I think when you know a team so well and you play so similarly, other than shooting the ball well, it comes down to two simple things. You got to rebound, you got to limit your turnovers. So whatever team can get more rebounds can have fewer turnovers. Just like every other game, it's probably going to come out on top. But if I say there's one thing, we have to stop their backdoor cuts. That they get a lot of their offense based on the backdoor cuts and maybe not for the layup, but you collapse out, then they get the wide open kick out for an open shot.
Yeah, and I wish I went ahead a chance to talk with Coach Baronic as well, because, you know, they've only had two games.
Yeah.
So they've had the opportunity to put a lot of things in here in the early part of the season.
You know, they have, but looking at it, we've played teams that have played aggressive man-to-man. We've seen a half-court trap. We've seen 1-3-1. We've seen 2-3. When you return some guys like Matt Moore, Blake Holtmeyer, Derek Jackson, for that matter, that have seen those things over the past years, they're getting guys in the right spots before us coaches do at times, and that helps out because they've been through the fires before. But, you know, when you play Ravenna, you got to expect tough man-to-man defense from them.
All right. Well, Scott, I appreciate the time, and best luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, the Stars leading in girls basketball 26-17. We'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Going to Bowling is up for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Again, at intermission, it is 26-17 as the Stars have that 9-point lead. They'll also have the basketball to start the second half here as the possession arrow is pointing toward them. And it's just kind of interesting how much you get used to just that little light to tell you whose basketball it is. And when they're not using it, it just kind of throws you for a little bit of a loop. But Kearney Catholic will have possession of the basketball here as we do start the third quarter. As they'll hand the ball off on a little weave play here. Allie Prasoski will give it off for Shayla Connor. Backdoor cut to Prasoski, who kicks it out here for Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires gives it back out to Prasoski. Prasoski hand in her face there by Anna Rip. Runner in the lane, though. Missed, and a rebound by Kearney Catholic's Kayla Shundoff, as Shundoff is able to make the jumper from about 12 feet away. So she makes the putback after Kearney Catholic missed the little runner in the lane. And the Stars now with an 11-point lead. This is their largest lead of the game. And on the baseline, good pass. Shot won't fall for Johnson, and we got a foul on the rebound. And again, nice answer there by Ravenna to get a real good look at the basket. Now, they didn't gain points out of it just yet, but they did force the foul from Kayla Shundoff. So that'll be her first foul. And to toss it in here is going to be Baznett. Baznett throws in the backcourt here for Long. Long's pass stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Whitney Colling. And Colling has to let everybody clear out of there before she brings in the offensive zone. Allie Prasoski off of a screen will drive, and she is hit on the body on the way up. And that's going to be a block against Sydney Kuchera. So Kuchera going to be whistled for her third foul. First of the second half, and it's going to be a couple of free throws coming up here for Prasoski. And Prasoski, with a real strong drive, will fire the free throw. It is no good. She missed the first, and we'll see what she can do here with the second. Prasoski with 4 points here in the game. The free throw is up and good. So make that five, and it's 29-17. 12-point lead is the largest of the game here for Kearney Catholic. Baznett across the timeline, and tracking it down in the corner is Long. Gives it back to Baznett. Baznett on the run, picks up her dribble, top of the key, finds Johnson on the baseline, who drives and jumps back into the court and banks it off glass. That's a real pretty play there by Amy Johnson. And again, Ravenna finding a way to answer back here. So they'll get the basketball on the dribble here. Whitney Colling. Colling on that left side. She's picked up by Baznett. 5 second count's going on. And I think, 5 second count. Coach Petrie wanted to get a timeout, but he was about a second late. He was a second late. So that'll be a turnover on Kearney Catholic. Nice defense there by Ravenna. So Ravenna forces the turnover with great team defense. It isn't just a person putting pressure on the ball. There was nowhere to pass it. Rip will skip it off. A little ball fake here by Long. She'll give it top of the circle. Skip pass to Johnson on the baseline. She'll take it off glass and score. Another backdoor cut. And Amy Johnson's able to back it in. Give credit to Baznett on another pass from the top of the key all the way down to the low post. Whitney Colling will drive the baseline. A little floater up and good. So Colling finds a way to answer back. Just kind of really a one-on-one game there, and she just kind of puts up a little floater. So after a couple of Amy Johnson buckets, now Kearney Catholic finds a way to answer back. Top of the circle, Baznett gets it in the lane. There's Kuchera. Kuchera can't pull down the rebound after the miss, and it's going to be tied up because neither could Whitney Colling. Everything just so contested between these two teams. Again, they're very quick. They're very aggressive defensively. They move their feet so well. Nothing seems to be easy, but I'll tell you right now, Ravenna's doing a great job with that backdoor cut on that baseline as Johnson has really had a lot of success here in the quarter. She continues to run that baseline. They'll give it off here on the left side. Rip will fire a long deuce. It's no good. Rebound, though, to Long. As Long pulls down the rebound after that miss. And now a quick jumper on that right side. It's no good. Another offensive rebound. Now a foul. Sydney Kuchera pulled down the offensive rebound, went right back to the glass. And the foul is going to be whistled on Long. And for Caitlin Long, that is going to be her first, her first foul of the second half. But that is going to be her fourth foul of the game. So the free throw up and no good here for Sydney Kuchera. So Kuchera now with the free throw here. Missed the first two. And she will make the second. ...31-22, and a little bit of a hand check foul is going to be whistled on Sienna Long on the inbounds play. Carney Catholic got it in, gave it to Calling. Now Teal's got it after the inbounds. She gives it to Prasoski. They try to double-team her. And the pass by Anna Squires off the hands of Long. No, didn't get the Long as it was deflected out of bounds by Anna Ripp. So Kearney Catholic will maintain the possession here as Prasoski will inbound on the baseline. Now lob it to Long, who's got it near the top of the key. Back around the perimeter, they give it to Prasoski. He tries to enter it in, and it's going to be stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Anna Ripp as she comes up with the steal. And here comes Ravenna. Baznett gets it at the elbow. Right side for Long. Long skips it out into the corner. Here's Johnson for three. It is no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Kearney Catholic. Snagging the bound there is Anna Squires, who comes up with a defensive rebound after that missed three. And Squires has it across the timeline. She'll dribble to the left elbow, and it goes off of her toe and out of bounds. Michelle Massbarger checking in here for the Stars with 4:23 to go, third quarter, 31-22. 9-point advantage for Kearney Catholic. Two undefeated basketball teams. Kearney Catholic 5-0. Ravenna 3-0. And the pass stolen away by Messbarger. Messbarger with the steal. Gives it. Left-handed drive. Shot no good for Whitney Calling. But we've got a foul. So Calling will go and try to finish the three-point play as Long is whistled for her second personal foul. So the first free throw is up, and it is rolling around, and good. Whitney Calling rattled that one in and out and then back in. So she'll have one more coming up here, and she hits that one as well. So she hits both free throws, and the Stars now lead at 33-22. We're exactly halfway through the third quarter here. Baznett gives it away, now gets it back over playing catch with Ripp. They'll give it off for Long. Back to Baznett, now left side for Ripp. They're moving the ball very, very quickly with the pass around the perimeter, and it's stolen away. Whitney Calling with the steal and the layup. And we got a timeout here for Ravenna. After that steal and layup, the Stars lead it by 13 with 3:46 to go. Timeout Ravenna, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, Ravenna down by 13, calls the timeout left, and across the timeline come the Blue Jays. Long facing some trapping half-court zone here by Kearney Catholic. They get it off right side for Long. Long on the dribble, gives it right back out here for Ripp. Ripp and Long playing catch. Long working against Squires, pass tip, stolen away by Messbarger. Messbarger with the steal and then is fouled from behind by Anna Ripp. So Rip's going to be whistled for the foul here. And as far as a foul goes, that's not a bad one because if she doesn't commit that foul, it's going to be a layup on the other end. So Stars will have it. Teal will inbound it and pass it around to Squires. Squires drives, dumps in the corner. There's Messbarger. Messbarger will hit a three. Michelle Messbarger strokes in the three-pointer here for Kearney Catholic, who now lead it 38-22 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Meagle for Ravenna gave it away. Now we'll give it back out here for Long, who will drive, and Long fouled on the way to the basket. That might be on Long. And if that's on number 51, her day is done. Nope. It was called on Maddie Squires on her way before she could get too long. So at the free throw line is going to be Long. And it is up and good. So she makes the first, makes it 38-23. Second free throw was on the way, and nothing but the bottom of the well. That'll allow Ravenna a chance to put on a little, about three-quarter court zone press here. On the dribble, Michelle Musbarger is able to get the ball back in the backcourt. Across the timeline is Kylie Teal. She'll get off right side for Anna Squires. She gives it right side for Maddie, and Maddie will hit a three. Get the pass from your little sister, and Maddie Squires strokes in a big three-pointer. And the Stars now lead it by 17. Again, they got a very young squad out there right now facing Ravenna's press here. Meagle on the dribble. We'll get the ball back out here for Long. Around the perimeter, Baznett has it. Baznett will give it, and Long's going to drive. Long's pass on the inside, knocked loose. That's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. A couple of starters back in the battle. Shayla Connor, Allie Prasoski going to come in. And for Ravenna, Sarah Techmeyer going to check into the game. Give Stacy Kuchera a little bit of a breather. So Messbarger will get the inbounds, gives it to Prasoski, who passes up ahead here for Maddie Squires. They break the press really with the pass here to Kearney Catholic. And Connor will pass on the right side to Prasoski. Prasoski, a little floater. Her shot's no good. And the rebound is ripped down there by Amy Johnson. So Johnson is able to snag the bound. And in transition, here's Long for three. That is off the mark. Offensive rebound here by Techmeyer. And Techmeyer will help work it back around the perimeter. Driving here is going to be Amy Johnson. Johnson double teamed, and we got a timeout, Ravenna. Mostly just to maintain the possession here. With a minute 40 to go in the third quarter, it's 41-24. 17-point lead for Kearney Catholic, but a timeout by Ravenna as they'll inbound the basketball after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. For service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic has a 41-24 lead with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Ravenna will inbound it after they called the timeout, and I'll throw it to the top of the key. Driving here is Amy Johnson. Johnson, on the way to the basket, took an extra step. Ravenna just turned it over. Miss Barger and Long, and part of a double team that forced that turnover. And back into the game is Whitney Colling. Colling will come in for Messbarger. We'll get a nice round of applause from the fans on the far side. And Colling will face a little bit of pressure here from Hannah Meagle. And driving all the way in, a little floater by Whitney Colling. Wow, you just never see the ball leave her hand, and that floater goes up and just hits nothing going through. I mean, that barely even touched the net. On the penetration here, a Sarah Ripa came in. Sarah Ripa double team, and it's stolen away by Connor. So Connor comes up with the steal, and she's facing some full court pressure. She's shut off, so she'll give it to Whitney Colling. Colling gives it off right wing for Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires working against Johnson now will hand the basketball off for Whitney Colling. Weave play here for Kearney Catholic. They'll give it left side. Prasoski open enough to fire a three, and she hits the three. Allie Prasoski drains the three-pointer. And Prasoski now with 8 points on the night. Colling leading the way here for Kearney Catholic with 15. And the steal by Prasoski. Prasoski will go all the way in. And the free throw won't go in, but she'll head to the free throw line as she was fouled. So Prasoski with the steal, and now a couple of free throws coming up here as Long was whistled for her third foul. So Prasoski with the two free throws. The first one is on the way and good. 47-24, 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the Stars with a 23-point lead. And again, a very, very deep bench here for Rick Petrie. Second free throw is up and good. Prasoski will come out of the game. Checking in here for Kearney Catholic is Morgan Teal. And Migro will get the ball across the timeline. They get it to Johnson. 15-foot ball fake. Shot is up and good. Amy Johnson answering back here. She's got 11 in the game. Pass on the inside. Knocked away by Techmeyer. By Ravenna. So Kearney Catholic will inbound underneath their own basket. Back out there going to be Whitney Colling with 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Little screen by Squires. They'll get it in for Shundoff. Shundoff had it stolen away as Ravenna forces the turnover. A little pressure put on as Baznett across the timeline with 7 seconds left. Has it back. She's about 35 feet away. Tries to throw it in underneath for Johnson and throws a little bit too high. And there's going to be 3 seconds left after Ravenna turns the ball over. So Kearney Catholic's going to have to go the distance in 3 seconds. They give it to Whitney Colling. Colling will dribble at half court. Nope, she doesn't get the shot off in time. Wouldn't have counted even if it had gone. So we'll head to the fourth quarter with our score, 48-26. Kearney Catholic with a 22-point lead. We come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
22-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. It appears the Lady Stars are going to be moving on to 6-0 on the season. They lead at 48-26. But Ravenna, you know, again, just getting better and stronger. They had a nice win at Sandhills-Thedford to start the season, 38-33. And then really not pushed by the competition in the next two games. This is really probably the best team both these two teams have had here so far in the game, on the season. A little foul whistled here on Kearney Catholic. That'll be on Anna Squires. And for Anna Squires, that'll be her first foul. Right side, off the inbounds play. A three-pointer up and good for Kaylin Baznett. So Baznett strokes in the three off of the inbounds play. And again, Ravenna showing a lot of that potential that we know they've got. Whitney Collins in drive, a little bit too strong, gets her own rebound. Nope, she has it ripped out of there by Amy Johnson. So Johnson pulls down the rebound after Kearney Catholic missed the little floater, and it's ripped. She'll give it off for Johnson. Johnson will fire the three, and Squires pulls down the rebound for Kearney Catholic. So Maddie Squires with the rebound. And they'll get it to Squires. Squires is going to step into a transition three and hit nothing but net. And I think we got a foul in underneath. I think the bucket counts. Yep, they put the bucket in there. And Squires with both the rebound on one end of the court and then strokes in the three-pointer. The foul, however, was whistled on. It had been on Anna Squires. So Anna picks up the foul. Down low, they work it inside for Johnson for Ravenna. Johnson driving, and she's hit on the arm. So she's going to go line, and we'll have a couple of free throws. And that'll be a foul on Kayla Shundoff. That is going to be her second. Free throw up and good for Johnson. So Amy Johnson now with 12 points here in the ball game. She's leading scorer for the Blue Jays. Her second free throw is no good. Squires pulls down the rebound for Kearney Catholic. Long pass up ahead for Shundoff, and Shundoff all alone is able to hit the shot. The defense came, but maybe just a little bit too late there as that long pass for Shundoff, and she caught it underneath the rim there and laid it up and in. A little runner here by Anna Rip. Rip shot will not fall. Rebound taken out by Baznett. A three and good for Baznett. And we've got a foul on the positioning in underneath. And that's going to be on Kearney Catholic, I believe. Yep, that'll be on Kearney Catholic. And so it will remain Ravenna basketball. Not only do they get the three-pointer, but they also will go to the free throw line. And that is going to be the third on Kayla Shundoff. And the free throw, back the iron, and no good. Rebound taken out of there by Anna Squires. Quick low jumper, no good. Kaylin Baznett will get the rebound in transition. She's on the run. Her shot, no good. And ripping out the rebound is going to be Kylie Teal for Kearney Catholic. They work it up ahead in transition. Squires shot, no good. And then it's going to be a foul on Anna Squires. Well, both teams with a couple of opportunities here with some good looks at the basket. And because she missed the shot, Anna Squires was trying to get the ball back, and she commits the foul. So Anna Squires with a foul here. And she will drop back as at the free throw line for the front end of a one-on-one is going to be long and is up and good. So Long hits the front end of the one-and-one. That'll earn her the bonus. Prasoski out, Connor in. Anna Squires also out of the ball game as Shayla Connor is going to check in. 53-34. Second free throw, up and good for Long. And Teal is going to inbound it. Morgan Studi with the dribble here for the Stars. We're inside of 6 minutes to go in the ball game. 53-35. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Teal for three. And Kylie Teal strokes in a three-pointer. Well, just that easy. They went for that steal in the corner on the right side, and when they kicked it off on the left wing, there wasn't anybody putting a hand in the face of Kylie Teal, and she hit a three in transition. With the drive, here is number three. Santa Long, they'll work it back around the perimeter and out. Baznett, she'll fire a three, and she hits the three. Good ball movement there by the Blue Jays as they answer right back. And Teal with the dribble, working against Johnson. He's going to drive the lane, a little floater, banks it in. So Kylie Teal will bank in that three-pointer with that runner in the lane. Long now has it here for Ravenna. Rip gives it left side. Here's the long WNBA three. It is no good. Connor is going to let it go out of bounds after Long missed that long three-pointer. And it will be a Kearney Catholic team rebound here. Messbarger in for the Stars. Stepping out is going to be Whitney Colling. Colling leading the way for Kearney Catholic with 15, but Maddie Squires has 11, and Allie Prasoski has 10. On the dribble, Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger gives it for Long on that left side. Pass is going to be in the backcourt. I think that's going to be, nope, it's going to be deflected. And then making the stop is Kylie Teal, and Teal kind of slid to a stop. It was deflected when she picked it up in the backcourt. She thought it was going to be over and back and just didn't handle the ball very well. At the end of three quarters, 37-13, Amherst is now leading Kennesaw in girls basketball. They dominated that third quarter. Quick low jumper on the right side by Ravenna. It is missed, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Long. So Long has it, gives it to Teal. Teal across the timeline. 30-second timeout here by the Stars. They lead it 58-38 with 4:24 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Well, again, going back to what we mentioned earlier, our game on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. At the end of three, it is 37-13. Amherst with the lead over Kennesaw. Kennesaw had 13 points at the end of the first half. So they didn't score at all in the second quarter. They got outscored 21-0 in that third quarter. Wow. Here, Kearney Catholic with the basketball after the inbounds. Quick little three by Michelle Messbarger. It is up and no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Rip. And there, Rip gets it back as they're in the offensive zone. Starts going 2-3 zone here. Midway through the third quarter. And Johnson in the lane is going to be fouled by Studi. And so Studi whistled for the foul here. And to the line, going to be Amy Johnson. Johnson's free throw up and good. So she hits the front end of 1-1. That'll earn her the bonus. Prasowski and Colling checking in here for Kearney Catholic. Messbarger and Studi out. So a couple of starters back into the game. They hand the basketball here to Amy Johnson. The free throw's up and good for Johnson. So Maddie Squires will check in here for who's coming out. It's going to be Shayla Connor. Exactly midway through the fourth quarter, 58-40. Kearney Catholic up by 18. On the dribble, Whitney Colling lobs it up ahead here for Kylie Teal. Get it on that baseline for Allie Prasowski. Prasowski's going to step back, fire a three. Good-looking shot, won't fall. Amy Johnson pulls down the rebound as Johnson will work in the offensive zone. And that backdoor cut, and it's going to be a turnover here on Ravenna. They were trying to throw it down low, but they threw it too high for Sydney Kuchera to get their hands on it. So unofficially here, I have Ravenna for 13 turnovers in the basketball game. Colling will lob it inside, and it's stolen away. Nice play there by Kuchera as Kuchera is able to make the steal. And she'll give the ball to Baznett. Baznett in the offensive zone. At the free throw line, they get it up to Anna Rip. Rip shot is off the mark. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Prasowski. So Prasowski in that offensive zone will dribble, jump stop. Traffic will clear. She tries a 15-footer. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Kuchera. So Rip in the offensive zone. They double-team her. Baznett has it at the free throw line. Great pass inside for Johnson. And Johnson missed the bunny. And Long will pull down the rebound here. So Long with the rebound after Ravenna missed a real good look at the basket. And Prasowski will dribble on that far side. They get it off left side here for Maddie Squires. Hand off back here for Whitney Colling. Colling for Teal. Teal on that baseline working against a little pressure here by Long. Gets it out to Long, and it's going to be Allie Prasowski who gives it off for Squires. Maddie Squires' three is no good. Long had the rebound, and then coming out of there with it is going to be Kaylin Baznett. So Baznett basically takes it away, so we'll give her credit for the rebound after Kearney Catholic had a pretty good look but couldn't come up with the points. Rip will give it off right wing. Long is shut off there by Teal. So Sienna Long will work it back around at the elbow. Nice cut here for Amy Johnson. Johnson shut off by Squires. Again, Johnson might be a little bit tired here. She's been working hard. Quick pass on that right side. Baznett is going to fire the three. It is no good. Ball's on the ground. Teal comes up with it. Stars with a three on two. They get it off for Anna Squires. Jumper right wing for Prasowski. It is no good, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. She hit the near part of the iron, and it just kind of skipped all the way to the far side, as that will be Ravenna basketball. 58-40 with a minute 35 to go. Stars with an 18-point lead. Kearney Catholic making some changes here. As out there is Mackenzie Smith, Alana Bach also into the game. Messbarger's out there. Strite. And Sarah Oldfather. They all check into the game. Rip across the timeline. Gives it for Baznett. Baznett and Rip playing a little catch. So give it off here on the right side for Long. Penetration here by Long on the baseline. A little floater up. It's on the rim. It won't fall. And we're going to foul on Kearney Catholic. And that will be on Sarah Oldfather. She commits the foul. And so Sienna Long will go to the free throw line. She's going to shoot two. The first one's up and good. Strokes that one in. Makes it 58-41 with a minute 18 to go. Don't forget the boys' game coming up about 20 minutes after the conclusion of the girls' game right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Second free throw again. Goodbye, Long. And Elena Bach will have to jump stop and give it to Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger crossed the timeline. Messbarger used up her dribble. That's pretty good pressure there by Baznett. They give it off on the right side here for Elena Bach. Back around the perimeter is Oldfather. Gives it to Bach now on that left side. Bach working against some pressure here by Anna Ripp. We'll give it off for Strite. Strite in the lane for Smith. Smith had it knocked away, but Strite comes up with it. Strite will flip it up and in. Nice hands there by Jordan Strite as she comes up with the bucket. So she picked up that loose ball and able to cash in. Anna Ripp playing a little catch here for Baznett as we're in the final 30 seconds of the ball game. 60-42. Stars comfortably ahead. Nice entry pass down low. Making the catch is Kuchera, and she'll lay it off the glass and in. And we got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic with 23 seconds to go. They're just calling the timeout to make a substitution here. And so they're not really wanting to even talk here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance, even though we're not really having any conversation, and Ravenna will have the opportunity to bring Eva Ochtenberg into the ball game. Delaney Barrett checking in as well. And Rebecca Nozicker out there for Ravenna coming in, playing the final 20 seconds. Strite will kick it off on that left side. That's Oldfather. Oldfather will kick it back out. Here's Smith, who will fire a three. Good looking shot, but it won't fall. And the rebound by Techmeyer. And Techmeyer will give it up. 5 seconds left. Little jump stop here by Sarah Ripp. She'll give it top of the circle here for Ochtenberg, and Ochtenberg's three at the buzzer is off the mark, and that is your final score. Kearney Catholic with a 60-44 win here, a 16-point win for Kearney Catholic against Ravenna. A great effort tonight by the Jays, but the Stars with a 16-point lead. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the MISCO Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. The Stars with a 60-44 win over Ravenna. You are listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. MISCO Sports has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, a great effort tonight, really, for both of these two teams, as you know, you always are going to get a good effort. when these guys all get together. But the Stars win this one 60-44. They are now 6-0 on the season, and we'll have them back in action right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM on Friday night, as they'll be taking on Elm Creek, and we'll have that game for you Friday. Ravenna, they don't have a whole lot of time to rest on their laurels. They'll be taking on Gibbon up in Ravenna on Thursday night, and that game will also be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Gibbon and Ravenna, a doubleheader. Doug Dude will have the call for you Thursday night from Ravenna, as Gibbon comes to town for a girl-boy doubleheader. And again, both of those games will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM on Thursday. Friday will be Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek. Unofficially, comparing some numbers for you, Ravenna was 11 of 32 from the field unofficially. Kearney Catholic was 20 of 44. So, again, 12 more shots here for the Stars. And for Kearney Catholic, they were 8 of 20 from behind three-point range. So that's not bad. That's over one-third. So they're shooting about 35-38% or so from three-point range. And Ravenna was 3 of 12. Free throws, Ravenna 19 of 25 from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic was 12 of 15. So both these two teams doing a pretty good job of shooting the free throws. And I had them dead even in terms of rebounds, 22 to 22. Turnovers, well, Kearney Catholic cashed in on 6 steals, and they turned those into points on the other end more effectively. So, again, they kind of forced Ravenna into 19 total turnovers, whereas Kearney Catholic turned the ball over 10 times. So, you know, 9 more possessions because of that, and also they end up with 12 more shots here in the ball game, and Kearney Catholic wins this one by a score of 60-44. It really looks like a lopsided game, but really just felt a lot closer than that. But unfortunately for Ravenna, they just couldn't really get things going offensively, and they fall on the road to Kearney Catholic by a final of 60-44. This is the Misco Sports Post Game Report. We're going to take we're going to finalize a few numbers, and we'll take a look at those numbers. We come back right after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Kearney Catholic wins in girls basketball. The final is 60-44. Let's check the numbers here for the Ravenna girls. Leading the way was Amy Johnson. She finished with 14 points from the in the ball game. She was one of 2 Blue Jays in double figures tonight. As Sienna Long also finished with 10 points. Kaylin Basnett with 9. Sydney Kuchera, 5. Anna Rip with 4. And Hannah Migrel with 2 points here in the ball game. Leading rebounder for the Lady Jays unofficially was Amy Johnson with those 5 rebounds. Sienna Long with 4, and then 3 rebounds each for Basnett and Kuchera. Again, shooting unofficially, 11 of 32 from the field for about 34% here for Ravenna. Their three-point shooting was 25%. They were 3 of 12. And free throws, 19 of 25, 76% from the free throw line. That's pretty good effort from the free throw line here in the ball game for Ravenna. As we mentioned, they'll be back in action Thursday right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM when they take on the Gibbon girls. Now checking things here for Kearney Catholic. They had 3 players in double digits, led by Whitney Colling. She finished with 15. Maddie Squires with 11. Allie Prasoski, 10. Kylie Teal off the bench. She finished with 8. Anna Squires with 4. Kayla Shundoff with 4. Michelle Messbarger with 3. Morgan Studi, 3. Jordan Streit with a couple of points. here in the ball game as well. Leading rebounder was Maddie Squires, as usual. She's got 6 rebounds. Anna Squires off the bench. She finished with 5 rebounds. Caitlin Long off the bench with 3. Allie Prasoski with 2. And then a slew of others with 1 rebound apiece. Shooting from the field, Kearney Catholic was 20 of 44. That makes it about 45.5% from the field. They were 8 of 20 from three-point range, so they shot 40% from three-point range. They were 12 of 15 from the free-throw line for 80% free-throw shooting there. Unofficially, they had 22 rebounds in the ball game. I also had 22 rebounds here for Ravenna. Next up for Kearney Catholic, Friday night, they'll be taking on Elm Creek, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic doubleheader on Friday night. Thursday night, we'll have the doubleheader right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM of Ravenna taking on Gibbon in what will really be a great matchup probably in boys basketball, that Luplat Conference doubleheader on Thursday. So Thursday and Friday, we'll have Ravenna and Kearney Catholic in their doubleheaders respectively Thursday and Friday. Time for us to step away for about 8 to 10 minutes or so, and then we'll be back for coverage of the boys' basketball game as Ravenna and Kearney Catholic will be hooking up here. Ravenna comes in with a perfect record of 2-0 on the season, and Kearney Catholic is at 3-1. But we'll talk more about that when we come back with coverage of the boys' game in about 8 minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, your final, it was Kearney Catholic with a 60-44 win over Ravenna in girls basketball. We'll be back in about 8 minutes with the boys basketball game right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.